Harrison Ashu Tiku.
Good morning, Sheta Bile, the 7:30 a.m.
Good morning, Sheta Bile, the 7:30 a.m. sports news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The senior men's basketball team of Cameroon will at 1:30 p.m. play their first match in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia against Montenegro. Euro 2024 and Copa America enters quarterfinal with some very interesting fixtures. The news in full. The Basketball Lions will begin their campaign to secure a first-ever ticket to the Olympic Games today in the capital city of Latvia, Riga, where they will, at 1:30 p.m., take on Montenegro in their first Group B match in the 2024 Olympic qualifying tournament. Coach Alfred Aboya and his team, who have been in Latvia for over a month now preparing for the tournament, won their warm-up matches against Egypt and Georgia going into this afternoon group opener. Basketball consultant Yves Chala says even though the Basketball Lions are outsiders in the tournament, they have what it takes to produce a surprise.
All 11 players of the 12 have already been with Coach Aboya. We have only one new player, Abdou Simbila, who is playing in the NCAA championship in USA, and it's going to be his first selection. So we have to know that we are coming in the position of outsider because we are going to play two teams that were in the World Cup. We are going to try to make a surprise, and it's going to depend on our shot behind the arcs. And the captain, Fabien Ateba, or the point guard, Jeremiah Hills, are going to be very important in that sector of the game. And we have to find solutions again. Nikola Vucevic, the center of Montenegro, who is playing in the NBA in the Chicago Bulls, a big player, and the size of Simonovic too. So the key of the game is going to be in that defense.
This afternoon's match is a must-win encounter for the senior men's basketball team of Cameroon as Brazil won Montenegro yesterday by 81-72 in the first Group B match. Cameroon is in Pool B alongside Brazil and Montenegro. They need to win one of the matches to qualify for the semis. Pool A consists of Georgia, Latvia and the Philippines. Just one team will qualify from the tournament to Paris Olympic this month. Away from basketball, the president of the commission in charge of the organization of local and international FECA food competitions yesterday assured the press that they have taken the necessary measures to ensure that the 2024 National Interpool takes place from the 1st to the 15th of August. As announced, so far 8 regions already have their representatives for the tournament that will take place at the FECA Food Technical Center in Oja and the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Just the center and littoral regional leagues that were affected by referee strikes are still to round up this season. However, they are promised to meet up with the deadline. Sports journalist Hysen Che says the delay affects the image of Cameroon's local football.
What baffles me is the reasons for the postponement is that some regions are unable to furnish their regional champions. And then we begin to ask questions. Is it that there is no harmonized calendar that the regions are following? Because here we are talking about the center and the littoral. The center region, they are still on day 7, meaning that they will have to hasten up, maybe play within the intervals of 2 days or 3 days to be able to meet up with the deadline. So to me, it is possible, but then it is a very disturbing situation.
The National Interpol played in the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the FECA Food Technical Center in Oja.
I think we saw this with the fixtures for the Cup of Cameroon. But then I'm looking at it now at the angle of the matches themselves. We can understand that people can easily get to Oja. But then Bankomo, it is not even within the center of Bankomo, at the outskirts.
Sports journalist Hysen Che. The Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muele-Kombi, congratulated pro-Cameroonian wrestlers Emmanuel Pina Humphrey, alias the Buffalo, who holds the World Heavyweight Belt, and Pone Vadek, bearer of the African Pro Women's Wrestling Belt, for their bravery and fighting spirit in defending the country in two international wrestling competitions. The sport boss was speaking to them in an audience in Yaoundé yesterday. The wrestlers were accompanied by the president of the Cameroon Wrestling Federation, Emmanuel Ndo. Pina Humphrey says he's motivated to retain his belt in the rematch.
This project is about understanding how sport...
It wasn't easy.
standing in front of the ring destroyer, at a certain moment I was scared because he's 10 kilos bigger than I am. But when I launched the first attack on him, I discovered he was not what I thought. So obviously, I made the fight to be very short. In less than 3 minutes, I dealt with him. And it is motivating me and telling me that next time when he will come, I will make the fight shorter, maybe 2 minutes.
Pro wrestler Pina Humphrey alias The Buffalo speaking to the CRTV. Dr. Joe Clark from England, who did a research on the role of sport in development of the society, was received by the president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Mabum, this Tuesday in Yaoundé. The focus of the meeting was to outline the documented areas where sports can be used to develop communities in Cameroon and put it on the spotlight in Commonwealth Games, as Dr. Joe Clark now on the lines.
This project is about understanding how sport is used across Cameroon to try to tackle the social-based issues or societal-based issues. So we talk about using sport for development and peace. So this research project, in collaboration with our colleagues at the Cameroon National Olympic Sport Committee and Generation Partners of Progress, is trying to map out and understand who the key actors are that use sport in this way across Cameroon. The results will be a map and a list of all the key stakeholders and what they do and how they use sport in this way. And then what we're going to do is build on that information for future research projects in the future, to really understand how sport is used, what are the right conditions, what are the right mechanisms that these sport projects are using to try to make a change to often young people's lives, whether that be around community cohesion, self-confidence.
Dr. Joe Clark there speaking to the CRTV. In news out of the country, quarterfinal fixtures of Euro and Copa America 2024 already known. In Copa America, for example, Colombia will play against Panama on Saturday, while Brazil will take on Uruguay on Sunday. Journalism student on internship, Ewe Joe, has more in the following report.
Binyam Gimme from Eritrea makes history as the first ever black African to win a lap in the Tour de France. The Eritrean cyclist came first in the third lap of the ongoing 2024 French Cycling Tour. Binyam's groundbreaking record comes after that of Daryl Impey and Rob Hunter of South Africa in the past editions. From France, we take you to the United States for the 2024 edition of Copa America, where the road to the final of the tournament has become narrow as 8 teams, including host the USA, are out of the competition, while defending champions Argentina of Lionel Messi take on Ecuador tomorrow in Texas at 2 a.m. Cameroon time. Venezuela will face Canada on Friday, July 5th in Texas, same 2 a.m. Back to Western Europe in Germany, 8 teams have booked their qualification tickets for the quarterfinals matches fixed for Friday, July 5th and Saturday, July 6th. We'll see Germany, France, Spain, Netherlands, Turkey, Switzerland, England and Portugal compete for a spot in the semifinals.
And Turkey will take on the Netherlands. That's the last 8 final fixture that took place yesterday in Germany. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku. Back to you, Sheta Bile.